What are your thoughts about some of the attempts to identify predictors of response to TKIs, the EGFR gene mutation, FISH and IHC for EGFR? What are your thoughts about all that?
Well, that's also a moving target with a lot of debate. I think that the most important study that's come out is the Canadian analysis recently. And it appears that the mutation is not the whole story. Certainly, the mutation can pick out a group of patients that may do very well, but there are a lot more patients in that trial that benefited that did not have that particular mutation. And as you know, there are great debates on this subject among proponents of the various theories right now going on, and I don't think it's all settled. But the smoking status is going to interact in there too. Thus, it's important to look at the whole picture.
I was just thinking about what you must do at ASCO. What did you run back and forth between the breast and the lung sessions?
I plead every year on the evaluation form that they don't overlap these two major diseases, because certainly oncologists in full-time practice, you know, see a lot of both and need to hear what's new and what's being debated. But, you know, it happens, and they're always at the opposite ends of the convention center, it seems, as well.
You know, and I always am thinking of analogies between tumors, and I don't know, tell me if I'm crazy or not, but I think I see an analogy between the emerging story and TKIs and trastuzumab in breast cancer. And I guess my question is, do you think that we can identify right now using either any of these tissue factors or non-smoking or female, Asian, et cetera, do you think that we can identify a group of patients with metastatic disease that have a 30 or 40% response rate to TKIs?
Right, we can do that, but we can't say you, Mr. Jones smoker, aren't going to benefit at all from this drug.
Right.
You know, because there's something about prolongation of stable disease that happens with these agents. So I don't think we have the entire picture yet. We're working toward it. But we don't have the whole picture with trastuzumab either, as you well know, because everyone doesn't respond to that agent either who is FISH positive or IHC3+. Right now, we don't have any data to support giving the EGF TKIs with chemo at the same time, which shouldn't be done. So it's not quite the same story, unfortunately. But maybe there's going to be ways to figure out how to do it. It could be analogous a bit to the story with tamoxifen and concurrent chemotherapy, the trial that I have worked on, chairing it for the intergroup. And there, of course, sequencing the tamoxifen after the chemotherapy is done was better than giving it concurrent. And it may be that these particular agents as well have an interaction with chemotherapy in a way that you should wait until it's over when they're in remission and then test it. So I think those types of trials are needed.